Amen. But what are we studying? Can anybody pull out your notes, huh? Didn't we finish Philippians up last week? Amen. I think we did. But at least we're close. I'm glad y'all told me so I know where to start. Amen. Huh? Colossians. That sounds good. I think we did Colossians chapter 1 last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
And therefore we can pick up 2 and maybe knock out a little bit of 3. I think we can be that ambitious, don't you?
Amen.
There is a couple things in here that we find, you know, that are kind of supernatural. And I'm trying to bring out the supernatural that's in the church. You know, that the supernatural belongs there. And there's a whole lot of supernatural things that, you know, we just blow over and we miss. And we can find some stuff here, and even back, the Bible says, by the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let an issue be confirmed, or let something, you know, so if you read one little happening, chances are it happened somewhere else in the Bible. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And you're going to find there are some supernatural traits that actually were taking place in biblical times. Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, we just read over that stuff, and we miss it, and we miss God on it, and, you know, there were some things happening. And you can find that even some of those things have happened in our own time. And one of these things, as I was reading this, I found it. Now, you know, we just read through stuff and we look at it and we read it with, you know, just read through stuff and we paraphrase. You know, we do all this silly stuff and we miss a lot of meat there. But let us go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them that are at Laodicea. And for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be confident, knit together in love, and unto all riches and of the fullness of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. I think that's what's happened to the body of Christ at large. You know, Paul at one time in writing, he said, listen, you know, who has bewitched you? Somebody did some voodoo or something on you, old black magic or something on you. He said, who bewitched you, you know, having begun in the spirit to think you can finish this thing up in the flesh? And Paul was saying that to one particular church and one particular group of people that started out in the supernatural. They started out in the move of the Spirit, amen. Then all of a sudden, they ended up in just fleshly works. Even in the Catholic Church, you can look at the Catholic Church for history, and they say some things about their doctrine. They say they can hear the voice of God in 3 ways, and they will acknowledge all of those things, you know, and all of them are co-equal in power. And they say, we can get the voice of God, first of all, out of the written word, amen, out of the Spirit of God, also out of the church. They say, when all of these things are in agreement, we can really find out what God is truly trying to say. Notice that even the Catholic Church said the Spirit. So they even acknowledge the moving of the Holy Spirit and the ability and of power. And we think today that it's all, you know, that it's all what we can understand, all we can get out. But we're going to find out so often in Scripture, Paul said, listen, even Jesus said, he said, listen, if you don't believe me even for my work's sake.
Amen.
Now, we don't want to get off and follow. Now, we've been bewitched to think that if somebody does some great and mighty signs and wonders, oh, it's got to be the cult, it's got to be the devil. Because in the last days, you know, there will be seducing spirits and all kind of weird stuff to take place. Let you know that come up to try to lead people astray. But you know what else will lead you astray? Enticing words of man's wisdom. You've got to know, you got to be led by the Spirit of God and not necessarily taken and go overboard on each one. And so many people are afraid of the supernatural power of God. Amen. When you know, we've heard one scripture where it said, listen, that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in what? The power of God. And there are certain people, so God wants your faith to stand in the Word, but He also wants you to have some faith and some ability to stand in the power and the manifestation of God. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
You know, we're thinking about changing. We got Holy Ghost night, and not many people understand what that really is. So what would happen if we just made it a little bit easier for people to understand? Night of the supernatural. Amen. Think people could figure that out a little bit better and get a little bit better understanding. Amen. The night when we let God be God and do what He wants to do. Amen.
Amen.
People think it's a Halloween party. You know, Holy Ghost night. What's Holy Ghost night? We don't understand, you know? Now listen. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit. Enjoying and beholding your order. How do you get that? How many just read that and we just think, oh, he's just with them. He's just saying, oh, I'm with you. Even though I'm not there, I'm with you. Even though I'm not there, I'm still with you. You know, I'm with you in heart. Amen. You run on. I'll be right there with you in prayer. I'll be right there with you in faith. How many of you think that he was talking about that? But how can you be right there just in faith and just in desire? And also at the same time, enjoying and beholding. How can you be someplace else and yet beholding your order and steadfastness in faith? To me, that sounds like we're going to get out there just a little bit. But when I read this, you know, somebody would say, well, listen, he's just talking about, listen, he's not there, but he's still there with him in spirit. You know, I'm there with you in spirit. But yet he says at the same time, I'm beholding, I'm looking down, I'm checking some stuff out. Well, someone said, that sounds ridiculous. It doesn't sound too ridiculous when you had one guy that was caught away in the spirit. You had an old man outran a chariot. We had the water stack up upon water, you know. It says Jesus did so many things that there's not enough pages in the world. Amen. That contain all the mighty works that he did. Look at somebody said, this is a supernatural life.
This is supernatural.
And these were supernatural people.
These are supernatural people.
Paul was sitting up there and saying, listen, he wasn't just some smart guy that could preach well.
Amen.
He was a man gifted by the Spirit of God. Amen. And the supernatural things happened in this man's life.
Amen.
And here Paul was saying, listen, watch out. I hear the Holy Ghost. I hear God, and God moves in me in mighty ways. And I want to let you know, even though I'm not there, I know what's going on by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
They said there was a mighty man of God. And so it says, this sounds really strange and really weird, but there was a mighty man of God. It was documented that John G. Lake actually was in prayer one day. And while in prayer, went by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost across the world and ministered to a sick child and got the child healed. Did he actually leave in his body? I don't know. Amen. But he actually got there, and they can recall that the child was healed at the time of prayer. That is supernatural.
Amen.
Jesus the same today, yes. Yesterday, and forevermore. There are natural laws. Oh, I don't mean it. We're studying the book of Colossians, people. We're in Colossians chapter 2, about verse 3. Amen. Hallelujah. And we usually watch over stuff. We usually just skip over stuff. But I want you to pull it out. And I want you to upgrade your mindset and get your faith to where God wants it to be.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. There's the first truth we see. You study it for yourself. You take it any way you want to. But to me, it makes sense. Yet I am with you in spirit, beholding, joying and beholding your order and steadfastness in faith of your faith in Christ. As ye therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Everybody say, walk in Jesus. I can believe. I'm not going to go to hell because I choose to believe. You can read that verse before that one any way you want to, but that's the way I read it.
Amen.
And that's the way I believe God. God can do anything.
Amen.
And we ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
We haven't seen nothing yet. How do you think you want to get raptured? By faith?
Amen.
People say, now he's sitting there talking about Paul was not there, but yet saw what was going on by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. He had his prayer life developed to that level. I believe that he did. But yet you want to believe that one day Jesus is going to crack the sky and we're all going to be called away in a moment of twinkling of an eye? You don't have the faith to believe this little thing. How are you going to believe that the whole church in one moment, in one instant, is going to be called away?
Amen.
You've got to believe in the supernatural things of God to see those things manifest.
Amen.
It's a whole lot more super. I'll tell you what, and it's so natural, and they could probably even explain how it happened. One thing I found out about God, we think, oh, it's just a miracle. God is so natural, it's super.
Amen.
God knows everything. He knows how to break you down to a molecule and put you back together again.
Hallelujah.
It's so natural, it's supernatural.
Right.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe it any way you want to. Somebody say glory. He can do whatever he wants to do. Many times we see those miracles take place. God uses natural things to bring about, you know, his will.
Amen.
As ye therefore have received Christ Jesus as your Lord, now walk in him. Everybody say, walk in Christ.
Walk in Christ.
Now notice Christ is also known. He is the what? Christ means the what?
The anointed.
The anointed one. Or the anointing. Now walk in Jesus. Now, if you want to walk in Christ, as you have received Christ, you receive Jesus Christ, therefore walk in the what? The anointing.
Amen.
How many want to be able to walk in the anointing? Amen.
Amen.
The presence of God, in the anointing of God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this verse right here tells us how we can continually walk in the anointing on a day-to-day, on a day-to-day basis. First of all, rooted and built up in him. Somebody say, glory to God.
Amen.
Notice that before it said built up, it said rooted. So many people want to get built up, but they don't want to get rooted. I tell you what, you can't be built up unless you are rooted. So many times, I tell you what, many times when God's trying to get you to root in, he's trying to build you up.
Amen.
You'll just topple over if you don't have any roots. Somebody say glory. The Bible says, listen, just like a tree.
Amen.
Amen. He'll plant you just like a tree. Storms will come and blow. Amen. But you'll remain there. Amen. Rooted and grounded in love. So it says, listen, if you want to walk out this thing, you want to walk out Christ, you want to walk in this anointing and this grace, first of all, you need to be rooted.
Amen.
Stand so you can grow. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Rooted and built up in him and also established in your faith.
Amen.
There are so many people that aren't established in anything. They're shaky in their faith. How many see shaky faith people? Well, I don't know what God's going to do. What kind of faith do you have? And many times, and listen, he doesn't expect you to be able to establish anything you haven't heard. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what?
The word.
Isn't that good teaching? You got a whole church where everybody knows that. Amen?
Amen.
So he said, look, being rooted and grounded in Christ, amen, that you can be built up in Christ, amen, and established in the faith as you have been what? Taught.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be rooted until you're taught. You're not going to be built up until you're taught. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You're not going to be established in the faith until you get a little bit of teaching on the inside
amen.
Of you. Amen?
Amen.
Well, glory to God.
Amen.
Now, I like this one. I like this very word right here. Now, after you're rooted, after you're grounded, after you're established in your faith, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Just like you've been taught. Say, I've been taught to succeed.
I've been taught to succeed.
It says abounding. I like that word. Didn't just say hanging there. Amen.
Amen.
God wants you to abound. Amen. Once you get those things on the inside of you, so many people get mad because they're not being built up. They're not being built up. They're not being built up. You couldn't handle if you built up. You know, God looks at where you are. You look at certain people. You can build people. Them, they get a big old fat head. They'll just topple over. You can't handle it.
Amen.
I mean, you have buildings. You're not going to build a big building, you know, with no foundation there. Would you? Some people probably would. God builds from the bottom up. And then he establishes us that we may be about, somebody say abounding.
Abounding.
Therein. There's one way there's only one way you're going to be able to abound in all this other stuff after you get it. So say Thanksgiving. Everybody say Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
That's what I call the life. Wow. Being rooted and grounded in the faith. Amen. Doing all those other things and then abounding with the right attitude.
Amen.
Somebody say, how many of you want to be abounding in faith by this time next year?
Amen.
So if you want to take verse 6. If you want to get to verse 6, and that's God's plan for you to where you get to the place where it just naturally happened. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The devil doesn't want to get you there. The devil doesn't want you to get there. The world doesn't want to get you there. All opposition, all hell is busting wide open to keep you from there.
Amen.
Amen. So you got to watch out. If you want to accomplish verse 6, that's what God has for you. You got to look out for verse 8. Somebody say,
beware.
lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after what? The rudiments of the world. The church is not here to establish you in the world, to teach you how to hang out around here to make life just a little bit better down here. Thank God, God does bless us. You know, you don't have a choice. You're going to be here whether you want to or not. So many times, all we teach is stuff that comes right up out of the world. Everything about our church is all about the world. You know how you can keep a smile on your face for 7 more days. You know, finding Mr. Right in the wrong place, you know. All of these things, you know, people get up there and we get all caught in these things and we never really grow to what God wants us to grow, because so many times we go to the church where it should pull us out of this stuff and lift us above that. Amen.
Amen.
We're having people teach us and get us what? Caught all up into the rudiments. Somebody say rudiments.
Rudiments.
Where am I at? Help me, somebody.
Verse 8.
Y'all are doing really good helping me here. After the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. And not after Christ. We're to preach Christ Jesus. We're to preach Jesus. And so often, you know, we miss out. Jesus was always doing something. He did a lot of miracles in 3 years. He did a lot of miracles in 3 years. He had really accomplished a lot. How is it that we, you know, if we're going to walk in this thing, we got to walk just like Jesus wants us to walk, after the rudiments of Christ, for in him dwelleth. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
All. Somebody say, all.
All.
In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. What I'm picking up when you read these three verses together, there are certain people now that a church is meant to pull you up out of this thing and set you crazy. You know, I'm going to confess to you, I believe all of this stuff.
Amen.
You know, I believe it all. Amen. You know, I'm not looking to find out, you know, I don't need a storybook. Amen. That don't do me no good. I could care less what happened 2,000 years ago. It didn't apply to me today. Amen. I want to find out what's working today.
Amen.
You know, people get all excited about it. I'm not into this thing because it's a history story. You know, I'm into this thing because it's alive today and it's real today. And when you really believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, it lifts you from earthbound things. And this is what the anointing of Christ is supposed to do with us. And notice in this book of Colossians, he keeps saying, listen, if you be risen with him, everybody say risen with him.
Amen.
And we all take it like poetry. We all take it to mean just poetry. We're risen with Christ. Hallelujah. No longer dead, risen with Christ. He's risen and I'm risen with him. You know what that risen really means? It means risen above earthbound things.
Amen.
Risen above the laws. Amen. The laws of all these earthbound things, risen above the curse. If you be risen, somebody say risen. With Christ. That's what we're going to get to. But you're not going to be able to be risen with Christ above these earthbound things until you develop your faith in that area. Am I talking a little bit weird to you, or are you understanding it? That's what God's heart is towards you. How do you think you get healed? We believe in healing.
Amen.
You're going to have to break the law to get healed. Guess what the law of the land is? The law of the land is everybody dies.
Amen.
Law of the land is you get sick, you stay sick. That's the law of the land. You know, there's a curse on all the land. There's a curse on all flesh. Amen. All things are dying. Amen. Things don't get better. Amen. The devil always wins. But Jesus came that you may be risen above earthbound things. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
But that's he gives the anointing of Christ will destroy what? The yoke.
Yes.
It's the anointing of Christ that destroys the yoke. And that anointing of Christ, see, what did Christ come to deliver us from? Earthbound things. Curse things. And he just didn't come to deliver you out when it comes in the sky. We all go to meet him in the air. You're already free.
Amen.
You're already delivered.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Didn't say we'd just be caught up. It said we'd be caught up to meet him. Somebody say glory
yes.
to God.
Amen.
Wow.
Glory to God.
We're not just going to be kidnapped in the last day.
Amen.
Think about it. Read that verse. It said we'll be caught up in the air to meet him in the air. We're just not going to be kidnapped, arrested.
Amen.
I believe we're going to grow to such a level in our faith level, amen, that we're going to meet him in the air. Glory to God.
Amen.
We're going to be lifted up off this thing. They're going to have to pull us off the devil in the last day. I really believe
amen.
That.
Amen.
People think that when Jesus is coming so that we can escape the devil. The last days are coming. The devil going to get so worse. If he don't get us out of here, we all going to be done for. How many of you know there's a lot, you know, that the day of judgment is coming and all this other stuff. And say, oh, the Antichrist is coming. Hurry up, Jesus. Hurry up, Jesus. Well, when you read your Bible, you're going to find out that the rapture actually takes place because the devil's not able to do what he wants to do because there's some people that will stand in faith and won't allow him.
Amen.
God will never not answer the prayer of the saints. He'll never withdraw his spirit from you when he's given it to you. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise
you. You just got to find out who you are.
Amen.
Now it says, listen, now if you, listen, for in him, notice it's talking the rudiments of the world and all these earthbound things and being rooted and built up in him and all this other stuff, but not getting caught up in all of this silly teaching that's after the flesh, that doesn't do anything, doesn't build your spirit, doesn't make you what God wants you to be and all this other stuff. It just takes up your time. Amen. Doesn't cause you to rise up. How many have been risen up to use your faith?
Amen.
Wow. Now, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him.
Amen.
That's a big problem. And that's when people start talking about you.
Amen.
When you start finding out that you're complete in Jesus. All of marketing is all about trying to get you to fill some void that's missing. You got to have this, because if you don't get this, you just don't have it. You know, you need to have this one hooked up to you, and this one's not hooked up to you, you're not complete. You know, you're always looking for something, always wanting something. Something's always missing, always trying to find the void. You know what I'm saying? That surely can't be all that it is. But I tell you what, this is the only thing that you get a piece of, amen? And you can, somebody doesn't have to convince you that you're complete. You really are complete.
Amen.
You know, you find out you're complete in Jesus, you don't want to do crazy stuff. You don't want to do drugs. You don't want to get off in weird stuff because you're complete in him.
Amen.
I don't do that stuff not because I'm afraid to go to hell. No way. I don't need to. I'm complete in Jesus.
Amen.
I don't need to get ripped to laugh. Glory to God.
Amen.
He's got fullness of joy.
Amen.
And people get really upset when saints start to get complete in Jesus. Mm. All I need is Jesus. That it really is the truth.
Amen.
That means everything that you need in the world, you got it in God.
Amen.
If it's hope you need, he's got it. If it's finances you need, somebody say, he's got a plan for everything.
He's got a plan.
I mean, we got some people that work for these companies, you know, they got these plans to make sure you're covered. Amen. You ain't covered as much as you think you are. Amen.
Amen.
It's good.
Amen.
Amen. But it's not totally complete. Amen.
Amen.
He's got all the bases covered, and you can be complete in him. But and that's what faith is all about, is letting you find your completeness in Christ and then starting to lean on it. Mm. People get afraid when you start to really lean on this Jesus stuff. And it's nice to believe in him for the day to come and just to keep you nice. But when you start to really use your faith, that's when it gets really scary. How many find people that are walking in completeness? Now it says, you are complete in him which is the head of all. Someone say, of all. Principalities and powers. Doesn't nobody go higher than him.
Amen.
He's running the show. Amen. In him, now this other thing we can get there. In him also you were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands and putting off of the body of sin and of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism. Somebody say, glory to God for that. Wherein also you are risen with him. Notice, risen with him through what? Through faith of the operation of God. Now that word operation is energy or power or working of God. That means you're not going to be risen. Somebody say, glory to God. Now this is, somebody say, it shows you how we're risen. Notice we're talking about risen. Are you reading the same verse I am? In him you are also risen with him through. That means you have the means. Through the faith of the operation of God. Didn't say you're risen with him by the operation of God, but through faith of the operation of God. How many want to rise up to a higher level?
Amen.
That means you're going to have to develop faith in the operation or in the working or in the power of God. Notice earlier when he said, listen, that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen.
Why? That's how we're risen. That's how we rise above earthbound things. Somebody say, glory to God. So many times we want to figure stuff up, but God will give you a peace that passes all understanding. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
So say, I'm going to rise above this by believing in the power of God.
Amen.
How many of you seek the power of God on some of your circumstances? Some of you don't believe you don't have any power. Somebody say, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
I believe I'm teaching, okay.
Hallelujah.
I believe somebody's going to get something out of this. Somebody say, glory to God. Let your faith would not, this is what this, if I would premise this whole second chapter of Colossians with anything, that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of man. Paul saying, forget all that talk, get over to the power.
Amen.
Amen. But in the power of God. Hallelujah. Now, it says now, this is some of the stuff that people get in when nothing else is going on. And you catch all these kind of people, ain't got no power, they got a bunch of rules, keep you occupied. To give you excuses why stuff not working, amen? God's power's not working, amen, because this going on with you, that's going on with you. You got to try a little bit harder. You got to do this, you got to do that. I love this verse right here. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
This is why we found liberty. We can't be as free as really as we are. We might scare people.
Amen.
But I want you to know straight up, you can't go off. I'm not giving anybody a license to go off and sin and do all kind of weird, stupid stuff. You know, there's certain things you give liberty to, it'll kill you. Mm-hmm. Will you go to heaven after you die? Yes. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
You get out there and do some dumb stuff. Yeah, you go do dumb stuff. You'll cut your life short. Amen. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of it, God, is eternal life. You do a dumb thing, it will definitely kill you. Are you allowed to die? Yes. Because you die, does that mean you're not saved? No. Amen. But I'm going to tell you straight up, look at me. You're a whole lot freer than you think you are.
Amen.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
You can tell... When the power of God is not evident in certain things, you get a lot of rules and a lot of regulations. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody say amen. A lot of hoops to jump through. You ever work for companies, you know, that, you know, they ain't got the money to pay nobody, so they put up another hoop. Reason why this pay plan ain't working, amen, because you didn't do this. Somebody say hoops. That's the same thing with so many churches and stuff like that. Reason why that's you didn't crawl through that hoop up there. That's why it's not working. That's why you're not seeing the power. Everybody say hoops. Somebody say glory to God. And you being dead in your sins and the circumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, I have to tell the truth on this.
Amen.
I've got to tell the truth. Glory to God. Let me tell you what. You are forgiven of every one of your sins.
Amen.
Get over it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Every single last one is covered. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Does that mean you can go out and sin? Absolutely. That's the truth.
Amen.
Does that mean you can get out there and do anything wrong you want to? Absolutely. But if that's your heart set, I wonder if you're saved. If you got that desire, somebody say amen. If all you want to do is sin and carry on and do whatever you can, you know, you got a problem. The real saved person doesn't want to go in those directions. Amen?
Amen.
So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to mess up sometime. Yeah. Somebody say hallelujah. Kelly's ready to shout on this one. She's going to run around. She's going to run around the room. So say thank God. That even when you miss it, you're okay.
Amen.
But you won't miss it. You know what you tell people? Listen, when you preach this message, I come out of Holiness and Sanctification Church. Oh, yes. Do I still believe in it? Absolutely. They believe that it's, you can get to a point to where you lose your desire to sin completely. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Let it be. Not impossible. If you can go 5 minutes without sinning, that means you can go 10.
That's right.
If you can go 10, that means you can go 20. Hallelujah. Press toward it. Amen. Let it happen. Amen. But you know what I found out when we got rid of all that stuff? I stopped trying to worry about not becoming a devil. I became a Christian.
Amen.
Amen. You know, there's so many people so mad about that they messing up. Amen. They are worse. I mean, they're full of hell.
Amen.
You ever see people, you know, supposed to be full of joy and they just mad? Amen. Because they messed up again. Everybody else got to pay for it. When you start trying to be a Christian, you'll stop being a devil.
Amen.
It's a big difference. I'm not trying to stop anything. I'm trying to run for God.
Amen.
And as I'm trying to run for God and trying to pray, I don't have time to sin.
Amen.
That's much better. Run for the prize. Amen. Run for the prize. Stop trying to stop stuff and start trying to do something. Amen.
Amen.
And you'll find out you're free from that stuff and it won't have any power. You're so sin focused. Amen. And you can't even be, you know, you can't even get on the right path. Somebody say glory to God. Just walk for God and you'll stop sinning. Walk for God with all of your heart. That stuff will slowly stop off you sooner or later. Amen. Now there are certain stuff you're out there that are doing it just right. Somebody need to get in your face and say, cut that mess out. That don't mean, he didn't preach it now. Hallelujah, I'm going to go crazy. Amen. Let me take this off. Amen. No, you get in trouble. You play with fire, you're going to get burned. Amen. Don't be dumb. Hallelujah. But I also want you to know you're forgiven. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of every one of your sins.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now listen. Any sin that the Holy Spirit reveals to you, and you don't obey, you're in some big trouble.
Amen.
Not to send somebody to preach to you about, taught you about, amen, when the Holy Spirit's knocking at your door and trying to get you out of something, trying to lead you in a certain direction or any kind of way, you ignore that, then you're really in trouble. You hear what I'm saying? Listen to the Holy Ghost, amen? That's when it calls a little game over. Pastor Raj said this, amen? He's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm covered, amen? Hallelujah. I gave you a little bit of leash, amen, but he still got all right. Somebody say hallelujah. We're getting there. Now listen. Quicken them together. Having forgiven you of all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it away, nailing it to the cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly and triumphed over them in it. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
How did he triumph over them in it? He came up under every power that was out there. Pharaoh had, Pontius Pilate had some power. You know, the Jewish rulers of that day had some power. He wore them out in their own power. Somebody say, glory to God. God wants to do the same thing in you. He wants you to get in this thing and triumph over every power, over every little thing to think it's got authority. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
By living the life of Christ, you'll be able to triumph over that stuff. Somebody say, you don't have a problem with submitting to leadership. Amen. He said, obey those that are over you in the Lord and all this other stuff. He said, listen, pray for, there is no authority ordained that wasn't ordained of God. Somebody say amen. You can honor authority and be blessed in God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But you'll always triumph. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
In authority. You'll triumph in power. And God wants to do the same thing in you. He wants to get you in here under this thing the devil thinks he's in control of and calls you to put a show to him openly. God wants you to put on a show of his power.
Amen.
And let the devil know, I can't be bound. Somebody say, I can change that. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
That's what prayer is all about. Prayer is about changing rules. That's why you pray.
Amen.
Because the law of nature and the course of life is going in one direction. All you got to do is speak the word and change it the other direction. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to get there. I don't think we'll get all the way. Yes, we will. This is a short one. Hallelujah. Triumph over them. Amen. Triumphing over them in it. He made a show. Somebody say, he made a show.
He made a show.
Say it one more time. He made a show,
of
them openly. Now, I tell you what, we're his seed. We're his children. He's our leader. We're supposed to be his disciples. He really beat up on the devil in front of everybody. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, he wore the devil out. He got everybody's attention by hanging on the cross. Amen.
Said, look, the devil didn't want. Amen. Everybody came around to see him die. Amen. Amen. And he went down to hell. Amen. Descended to the lower parts of the earth. There's an argument about which lower parts we're talking about. Who cares? Amen. 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 Whoop-de-doo. He went down there, and it said he went down there, you know, and I guess they thought he was coming down there. Amen. Here come Jesus. You thought you were going to get out of here, but here come Jesus. Amen. Jesus went down to the lower parts. Amen. To the place where everybody else had lost that. Amen. Went down there and snapped. So say glory to God. Then we talk about Easter. He went down there and yanked the keys to hell from the devil. Set everybody free, went up there and had, what was that prison they had up there where they had that riot up there in New York? Was that Alcatraz? No, it wasn't Alcatraz, Addison. He went down there and said, Addison, glory to God. He went down there, amen. They thought he was down there for good, amen. They thought, I got Jesus down, he ain't getting out. Jesus went down there and wore the devil out. He had himself a big time revival. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
He went down there and preached a powerful message, amen, while preaching, yanked the keys from death, hell, and the grave from the devil, kept on preaching, set everybody free.
Amen.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
He did it in front of everybody. Don't you think there were some devils down there that saw how bad the boy was? He didn't take him in the back room and correct him in the back room and say, no, you stop or you behave yourself. He whooped the devil wide in front of every devil. Every demon in hell seen the devil defeated by Jesus. Amen. So they know he can be whooped.
Amen.
Right. Amen. It's not like, oh, we're going to see on the last day who's going to win the war. No, he's already been whooped once. Amen. It ain't no rematch. Glory to God.
Amen.
It ain't no rematch. See, what you're down here for right now, amen, God's already showed you that he can be defeated. Now God's trying to get you to triumph over him in the same authority, in the same power. You got the name of Jesus. You got all these things. You can rise above it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. We'll get it one day. Amen.
Amen.
Made a show of them openly. And I tell you what, the devil just whipping us from one end of the country to the other end of the company, just kicking us here, smacking us over the head of the, in front of everybody. Amen. We just begging the devil. You can whip me. Just don't whip me in front of my friends. Just don't let nobody else know I got problems. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It's not enough to defeat the devil, but you got to do it openly just like your big brother Jesus. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say hallelujah. See, some of y'all got to get in agreement with God. You just want to win. He said, no, I want to whip him in front of everybody.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say triumphing over them. Somebody say he made a, do you read that same thing?
Amen.
He made a show of them openly. Somebody say, anybody ever watch them TV shows where the boy gets the guns? You know, and before they shoot him, they say, now dance. Somebody say hallelujah. Before they pull the curtain in, you know, before they pull the curtain on me, said, now I want you, it's not enough, amen. You just not, I'm not going to shoot you before I shoot you now. Dance. They start to shoot the ground. They start going like this. They start shooting at the ground. Somebody say, a show.
A show.
Now, I tell you what, that's why the church is still here.
Amen.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
He said, not only that, I'm going to let my little brother whip you. No, he said, I'm going to let my wife whip you, the bride of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You remember I preached that message, bride of Christ got boxing gloves? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. Say hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, it's showtime.
It's showtime.
Glory to God. So say, what you waiting to do? You sitting up, you know, we're sitting up there going, what you waiting for? Oh, look what's going over the Middle East. We behind the curtain biting their fingernails. What if it's Sama. Oh, Jesus, Sama bin Laden. Oh, Lord. Oh, they got the bomb. They got the bomb. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. What you going to do, Lord? He said, you better get out there. Your song's on.
Yeah.
That's your tune. When you start to hear all these things going on in the world, that's the tune for the church to rise up and stand.
Amen.
What if they got the big bomb? Glory to God. Whoop-de-doo. Amen. You got faith. You're going to need it.
Amen.
See, we're all, see, somebody say, well, my goodness, thank God we got some supernatural people here, or we'd be afraid of them bombs. People got so afraid and they got mad at Brother Pat Robinson. I'm not a Pat Robinson fan. Bless him, Jesus. Amen. But you know what? He made a show of the devil openly and the world got mad.
Amen.
Y'all remember that big storm? That storm was coming to the east and we were living over there. Amen. And it was on the way. It was just about inshore. Brother Pat got on TV and said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Turn around and go back. And when the hurricane turned around and went back out to sea, everybody got mad. Couldn't explain why the thing turned around and went back out to sea, but yet they got mad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. God don't do stuff like that. Watch.
Amen.
You ain't seen nothing. Somebody say hallelujah. Put it back.
Amen.
Somebody say put it back. I'm going to tell that story. I can preach till 9:30 if I want to. Amen. Hallelujah. When the devil's whipping you, he don't wait to preach. He doesn't whip you in 45 minutes and quit.
Amen.
You know, you expect me to preach in 45 minutes. The devil give you a good headache. He give it to you all night long. You can take as many pills as you want to. He said, I'm going to stop when I feel like stopping. Amen. When you got them bills coming, you feel worried about that bill and the stress and all this other. He said, okay, in 45 minutes it up. Hallelujah. You can close your book. Everybody rise and stand and say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. You know, you get yourself in a problem, you got that nagging husband or nagging wife, you can't get them to stop in 45 minutes. Glory to God. They're going to preach until they get it all out. Some of them say amen. Some of them going to hold a revival all at once. Amen. Some say, get over. You ready to hear me for half an hour? Glory to God. To 45 minutes than the devil. Amen. Some say, this is much better. I tell you what, this is what it's on. You remember that story we told you guys about Lester Sumrall? Lester Sumrall was over there in England. He was up in his room. And, you know, he was, how many believe in the devil? Amen.
Amen.
Y'all see him? He was sitting over here Sunday morning. No, I'm joking. How many of y'all, there is a devil. Oh, yes, there is. There is a devil. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
There is a devil. So Lester Sumrall was out there in England ministering and serving God and doing what God wanted him to do. Big preacher for the Holy Ghost, big preacher of God doing mighty signs and wonders. Several, I think he had at least 8 documented resurrections from the dead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Sumrall was in his bed sleeping after preaching and serving the Lord. All of a sudden, the devil showed up in his room. He said, the devil, amen. No, you don't. He said, the devil showed up in his room and he was sitting, laying there in the bed. Devil looked in his face. Amen. And it scared Brother Sumrall. Said the devil, you know, he had to pray to get the devil out of his room. My Lord. You know, and that devil put on a big show. I mean, you know, the devil can do that. The devil said, push the furniture all, knocked the bed across the room. Amen. Tore that room up. Brother Sumrall prayed. You know, that devil wasn't able to hurt Brother Sumrall. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the devil could throw the picture, but none of them hit Brother Sumrall. We would all be shouting, you know. He could push the bed and knock Brother Sumrall out of bed, but he didn't break his leg. And that's what it is for us sometimes. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that devil carried on and carried on and carried on. Brother Sumrall prayed and prayed and prayed and believed God. And then he finally figured out, I got authority over this devil. Amen. Devil, you get out of this room in the name of Jesus. And as soon as he said it, the devil began to whimper. Amen. And lost his power and left. Somebody say, glory to God. Brother Sumrall was feeling, boy, that was a rough battle that I had with the devil, but I defeated him. I got him out of this room. So Brother Sumrall went back, started to pray. Amen. He was telling, you know, Lord, we got the devil out of this room, out of this circumstance, out of this situation. And the Lord said, I can't believe you're going to sit up there and let the devil come in your room and tear your room up like that and leave. He's sitting out there thanking God that he won the battle and his room all messed up, bed out in the middle of the floor. Pictures off the wall. Somebody say amen. And he's just thankful that the thing left. Amen. You know, Brother Sumrall thought to himself, well, I guess the Lord is right. Amen. Why are we going to let the devil come in here and tear his stuff up and carry on and we think we won? Amen.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? We're just glad to feel a little bit better. Amen.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. They can mess you up. Somebody say, you got to pay. Brother Sumrall got back to prayer. Amen. This time he prayed a different prayer. You know what he prayed this time? Devil, in the name of Jesus, come back here now. Somebody said, isn't that crazy? Brother Sumrall, you ever heard anybody pray that? Get back in here now. And I guess that devil said, what? I guess, he said, I bet you he'd been talking to Jesus. Amen. That's one of Jesus's boys. Amen. Wasn't one of them boys that said, the boys that had the devil beat him up, the two boys that prayed, Jesus in whom this one speaks of, and they beat him so bad, ripped their clothes off and put him out. Amen. Sons of Sheba. Amen. Sceva. Amen. So they got out there. And so the devil came back, and he said, you put this stuff back in Jesus' name. And Brother Sumrall, amen, you test Brother Sumrall, amen. I ain't risen nobody from the dead. If Brother Sumrall said it, I believe it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe half the crazy stuff y'all tell me. Amen. Pastor, I'm trying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I believe it. Glory to God. I believe it. He'd been faithful. He was all right. He was still going to heaven whether he told the story or not. So he got out there. He said he rebuked the devil and said, you put it back. The devil put his room back, and then he dismissed the devil. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's some authority and that's some power. Somebody say glory to God. Making a show of them openly. And that's what we're talking about. Now listen, I got a couple more verses just to read. Let no man judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of holiday or of new moon or of the Sabbath days. There are a lot of people can't do this, can't do that, can't have this, can't blah, blah, blah. Oh, you got to go to church on Saturday. That's the real Sabbath day. We all know that. Somebody say glory to God. Amen. Don't get caught up in stupid stuff. Somebody say, don't get caught up in dumb stuff. Amen. Some of us word people, y'all remember the Word of Faith churches? Back in the 80s, you know why I drink so much coffee? In the 80s, they said if you drank coffee, you were going to hell. they used to teach that, thank God, until we got delivered. That was the Copeland group. All of us that was in Copeland, if you were Word of Faith, you didn't drink coffee. Amen. Hallelujah. We found out that was a little extreme. Somebody say, glory to God. We just get there faster. Hallelujah. That was the devil. That was just the devil trying to slow us down. I love coffee. Had to give up coffee for a couple years. I'm getting the devil back. That's why we got a coffee bar in the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I say, y'all don't understand what it used to be like. Hallelujah. There's some church I used to go to, women couldn't wear their toes out of the shoes. They weren't saved unless the shoes were, they had to have the shoes completely closed, the dress down to here, glory to God, because you know what them toes do to people, glory to God. And Lord, don't let no man see no, what do they call these things? Don't let them see the elbows, Jesus. I tell you what, there's some freaky people, if they had some problem with elbows and toes, they the ones that needed deliverance, glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. You go to some of those places, women look like, look like Laura Ashley just had a revival a week before. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's true.
And all the men looking like Richard Simmons. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. I'm getting there. Now, so they get caught up in all this other stuff, which are a shadow of things to come. Amen. But the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in voluntary humility and of worshiping angels and tradition and all this other stuff. Okay, somebody say praise God. Forget all that stuff. Now I like this verse 20. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ, from what? From what? The rudiments of what?
The world.
Hallelujah. You're dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world. That's where I want to stop. Now let's, why not read it all? That way you don't have to get it next one. Why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not. Don't touch this. Don't touch. Somebody say touch not.
Touch not.
Taste not.
Taste not.
Handle not.
Which
are all to perish with the using after the commandments of the duties of men. Which things are indeed a show of wisdom and will and worship. You know what that means? I have absolutely no idea. Amen. And worship humility and neglecting of the body and not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Wasn't this good tonight? How many of y'all enjoying? And I'm finished 9 minutes early. Glory to God. There's a lot of stuff in Colossians, isn't it? We're going to have ourselves so built up. Mom, next time you come back next year, You're going to come back next year? Say, you say another word, I'm going to disappear. Glory to God. Somebody say, glory to God. You can rise above. But before you do, you got to get rid of all those earthbound little traditional stupid stuff you've heard. Amen. So you can be everything God wants you to be.